Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friend. Welcome to Pastor's Heart Broadcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. In Proverbs chapter 4, verses 23 through 27, the Bible says, "Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Put away from thee a froward mouth, and perverse lips put far from thee. Let thine eyes look right on. Let thine eyelids look straight before thee. Ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established. Turn not to the right hand nor to the left. Remove thy foot from evil." I am not a huge soccer fan. I like all sports, but soccer was not my favorite by far. I really don't understand why you want to run around so much and not tackle somebody or beat the snot out of them. Seems like if you're going to run that far and chase that much, that you ought to be able to flatten somebody. But I didn't like playing soccer. So when I did, most of the time, I played goalie because I could use my hands. While in high school, during gym class, we did a lot of indoor soccer. Because I liked baseball, I enjoyed catching and blocking and different things. So, again, being a goalie was good for me. Trouble was, in my school, we had a young man who was an incredible soccer player. He played forward, and he could kick the ball in high school over 60 miles an hour. Matter of fact, he eventually went on to play on one of the Olympic teams after high school. One day while in gym class, I was playing goalie and Jimmy came down the court and it was just one-on-one, him on me. And all of a sudden, I saw his leg go back and I thought, I'm going to block it. And he kicked the ball and it sounded like a cannon went off in that gymnasium. You could hear the reverberation of the ball hitting my chest. I hit the ground, unable to breathe, but I blocked it. Say, how did you know you blocked it? Because I had the imprint of a soccer ball on my chest. It was not a pretty sight, but I had done what I was supposed to do. Interesting. The word goalie is sometimes used in the Bible. You'll hear somebody call a goalie a keeper. God tells us in Proverbs chapter 4, keep thy heart with all diligence. In other words, be a goalie of your heart with all diligence. The word keeper means protector. We're to protect our goal so that the other team will not score. God tells us that he wants us to protect or be a goalie to our heart. Now, the heart in the Bible is in reference to our emotions. God tells us that we're to protect our emotions. God doesn't tell us not to use our emotions, but we're to protect them from opposition that will defeat us. God doesn't say that we're never going to hurt emotionally, but we're to protect from being defeated by our emotions, even ourselves. Let me give you a few thoughts here. Number one, God says that the issues of life come from our heart. Proverbs 4:23. The word issues there means source, outgoings, our boundaries. Emotions are God-given to us, but the problem is sin brought on the breaking down of our emotions. God never wanted us to let our emotions rule us. I tell our people here at our church, principles are the entree. Emotions are the spice. Being a keeper of the heart means that we don't let our emotions make our decisions for us. We let truth and principle make our decision. God does not want us to have our own emotions making all of our decisions because we're sinful. Matter of fact, he said that we're not supposed to trust our heart. It's desperately wicked, and who can know it? And we're to protect ourselves and from our own emotions. Don't follow your heart, follow truth. Let your heart follow truth. God says protect it with all diligence. That means guard it. Be the warden. Be the jailer. We're not necessarily to protect from things that come to us only. We're supposed to protect ourselves from what would come out of us. You know, be the goalie of your heart so temper doesn't come out wrong. So that our passions don't come out wrong. So that our opinions and our rudeness don't come out wrong. Be a keeper of your heart. Number two, we keep our hearts by not speaking foolishly. God says in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 24, put away from thee a froward mouth, and perverse lips put far from thee. Again, this is about our words. We're supposed to think before we speak. We're supposed to guard our mouth. We're not supposed to pick at people to make them respond wrongly. You know, maybe we should learn to hold our opinion. Unless our opinion's asked for, and unless our opinion has any weight on the situation, maybe we ought not give it all the time. I think one of the silliest things is people filling in their opinion about everything. Be a keeper of the heart means you guard your mouth not to say certain things. The key to keeping or protecting our heart is to keep our mouth in line with truth. Maybe we ought to start responding the way God wants us to, not the way our heart, our emotions want us to. Say, well, preacher, somebody hurt me, so I'm going to hurt them. Right there, that's sinful. God says, let vengeance be his. Let's respond in truth, not in emotion. Number three, we keep our hearts by good focus. God says, let thine eyes look right on. Let thine eyelids look straight before thee. Ponder the path of thy feet. Let all thy ways be established. When Jimmy came down that court that day and it was just him and I was focused on the ball. I was focused on what was coming to me, and I had to be totally focused on it, so I stayed on it so that I could keep the goal. God says we can protect our heart from wrong by escaping the path. You know, too many times we look at the wrong things and we go down the wrong path. We're looking at what others have and what others do and what others have gotten away with, thinking that we can. God says to only think about your path. We shouldn't have an opinion about somebody else's path. We're to be busy on our path. Our life path should be there to help other people. We're not to use our mouth to point out everybody else's problems. We have enough problems of our own. You know, we're to keep our hearts focused on truth. How about we not force people to live on our path? They have their own path. You see, there's only one you, and God doesn't tell everybody else to live your life. We keep our heart by not getting off the path God made for our life. If I believe all the praise, I must believe all the criticism. Don't put yourself on another's path. Let's have a great day today, and let's give God a great day. From the Pastor's Heart, this is Pastor Craig Bush.
Thank you for listening to the Pastor's Heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today.
Tell and sing the news.